President Trump has delayed the mass deportations he had threatened would start this week. They were to target undocumented people who already had deportation orders or had missed court dates. And they were also to focus on families. The president said the deportations would now be postponed for 2 weeks. But people in several major cities are still bracing for the deportations, including in Houston. Cesar Espinoza is head of FIEL, the largest immigrant rights group in Houston. FIEL has been fielding hundreds of calls and running workshops for people at risk of deportation. Cesar, the president has delayed this, but are you still bracing for raids and deportations at some point?
The president's tweets have exacerbated the concern and anxiety. People are calling or flooding our office with calls. They're flooding our inboxes. But at the same time, we have retrained staff that's talking to folks. And we want folks to know that they should craft an action plan and call their friends and family members to be there for them in case any of this does happen. The other thing that unfortunately we were also receiving is false reports of raids happening. So we have deployed a rapid response team all over the city of Houston and the greater Houston area that will go out and verify these reports, because unfortunately with social media, some of these things can go viral and can cause more panic.
But it sounds like you are still bracing for the possibility of raids and subsequent deportations.
We are, because of the fact, too, that the president in his tweet said that he was going to give Congress 2 weeks to act to fix asylum laws and things like that. And unfortunately, we have also lost faith in Congress to enact anything because of the partisanship issues that exist. So therefore, we know that in 2 weeks, something else is going to come back and our community and ourselves have to be ready to respond to anything that we need to do.
If ICE were to show up at someone's home or place of work, what are you recommending people do?
We are recommending that people, number one, is that people do not open the door if immigration comes to their house. They have the right to have immigration or ICE present a judicial warrant as well as an ICE warrant and make sure that they're both signed by judges. So then that way they can see that these orders are real and that they are really looking for that person. Number two is we're asking folks to remain silent. Anything that they can say at that time can and will be used against them in immigration court. So we ask people to just say in a very firm voice, under the Fifth Amendment, I have the right to remain silent and I'm choosing to exercise that right. And number three is that they do not sign any documents pertaining to any deportation or anything really. Number one, because a lot of these documents can contain very difficult legal language to understand. And number two, it could be in a language that folks don't necessarily feel comfortable in reading or speaking. It's also important that they record these interactions because we also want to make sure that we hold ICE accountable if they are overstepping their boundaries or if they're doing things that they're not supposed to, if they're questioning other people in the home. And number five, it's important that even before all of this happens, that people get educated, that people get organized, and that people know that we have to be there for one another.
So individuals have the right to record their interactions with ICE or any immigration officials?
They do have the right to record these interactions, yes.
Has the delay in the deportation action changed the advice that you're giving to people?
The advice does not change. We want to make sure that we take this not as an opportunity to hide in fear, but rather as an opportunity to show that we're resilient and that we're going to turn a very bad situation, as we normally do, into a very positive situation to where we can get our community prepared. We've been very bold in letting people know that we are also undocumented, that I'm also undocumented, so that other people can know that if I don't back down, then they shouldn't back down either. And we need to assert our dignity and our rights as human beings and our ability to be here and be here to stay.
Cesar Espinoza, the head of FIEL, the largest immigrant rights group in Houston. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.